Under a Golden Crown logo, gold letters read, Hallmark Media. In a hospital, a triage nurse decorates a Christmas tree. A female doctor in her 30s walks with a bearded white-haired doctor.
Looking good.
Thanks, Dr. Williams. Gotta celebrate whenever we can.
Quiet night when Emerson's hanging Christmas decorations.
An EMT wheels a patient on a gurney. Oh,
what do we got?
Multi-vehicle collision. 52-year-old male found unconscious. 80 over palp. GCS 12. Airway is packed. Got a half-liter bolus en route. Three more victims incoming.
All right, well, let's get him to trauma room one.
Did his pressure respond?
Up to 100.
Watch it.
Heart rate?
120.
Dr. Williams, you take the lead.
Hey, thanks.
Don't mention it.
Blood pressure rising. How's his oxygen?
90% room air.
How are his pupils?
Reactive, but slow.
We've got him stabilized.
Let's get him straight to CT.
Good night.
Good job.
Yeah, you too.
Later, Dr. Williams approaches the nurse.
So much for a quiet night.
Good job. You're down for your shift.
Oh, I've got a call to consult.
Sign out, go home, and get some rest. You're gonna need it. See you tomorrow.
Fine. Good night.
Good night.
Title, Christmas on Call. At night, Dr. Williams, the doctor in her 30s, walks past colorful Christmas lights on a busy downtown sidewalk. Her blonde ponytail hangs over the hood of her winter jacket.
In my heart, there's a hole that grows from all the ones I miss the most. Some of the best ones ain't coming home. So if I love under the mistletoe, reaching out for the great unknown, every
Dr. Williams walks through a condo building hallway.
Hannah, you poor thing. You left at the crack of dawn today.
Hi, Mrs. Martino. I'm sorry if I woke you.
Oh, goodness, no. I haven't slept past sunrise since Frank Rizzo was mayor. Busy day at the hospital?
Not so bad. It's just hard to get out sometimes.
Have you eaten?
I think I had a banana for breakfast. I don't remember.
Here. I hope you like manicotti.
Oh, that's so sweet, but...
You don't like manicotti?
No, I like manicotti.
Oh, well, wait till you have mine. You'll need a whole new word to describe how you feel about manicotti.
All right. Thank you. That's really kind.
Welcome to Philadelphia. It's how we do. Besides, I can't stand the idea of you being alone for the holidays.
Thank you, but I won't be alone. I'll be working.
On Christmas?
The ER is open 24/7, 365 days a year. It's in the job description.
Dr. Williams, Hannah, enters her condo.
Honey, I'm home.
Hannah carries Mrs. Martino's manicotti. Hannah bumps into a lamp and pulls her phone out of her coat pocket. She answers the call.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, is that my Hannah Banana?
Dr. Hannah Banana, thank you very much.
Oh, my bad. Did I catch you at a good time?
No, it's perfect. Just got home from a shift and about to dig into some homemade manicotti.
You made manicotti?
Are you kidding? I haven't even unpacked my silverware yet, and I've got like one fork that I'm using. No, my neighbor gave it to me when I got home.
Ah, wow, that's Philly for you.
So they got you working around the clock? That's how it was when I first started working there.
No, I'm not working any more than anyone else.
No? Well,
you sound a little tired.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Look, just make sure you get enough rest. And if you have time, see the city.
Oh, yeah? With who?
Well, you'll just have to find some time to make some friends.
Oh. Imagine that, huh?
You know, come to think of it, I am a bit tired.
Yeah, okay. No pressure.
Just do me a favor, will you? Try to take good care of yourself.
And that's not just coming from me as your father.
That's from me as a fellow doctor.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Love you. Miss you.
Love you, too. And enjoy the manicotti.
Oh, I will. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hannah takes the lid off the manicotti container. On another day, the EMT, a tall man in his 30s, walks to a Christmas tree market.
Morning, Scott. How can we work before school today?
Big game tonight. If we win, we go to state. If we lose...
And you still set the record for single season passing yards of Father Judge, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
All right. Ow! Let me take a look at that.
You think any stitches? Coach is gonna kill me if I'm on.
Take it easy. You'll be fine. Here, come with me.
Scott, a teenage boy, walks with the EMT.
Go as good as new and no stitches needed, huh?
Oh, amazing.
Scott wears a Band-Aid on his finger.
Man, my dad loved this place so much. Especially at Christmas.
We miss him, you know. And his eggnog. How's your mom?
You know, with me heading off to college. Just been the two of us for the last 5 years. I'm worried about her.
Yeah, I get it. Well, my dad passed when I was 13, so I know what you're going through. Ever since then, we promised each other that we'd have a Merry Christmas with my mom.
How'd you do that?
Well, every year we have a Home Alone marathon.
Honestly, though, that was my favorite.
That's a classic.
Yeah,
I don't know about that, boy.
How old do you think I am?
The EMT sits with Scott at the back of an ambulance.
Hey, Scott, you're gonna look after your mom, okay? Promise you.
Thanks, Wes. For everything.
A brown-haired EMT approaches the ambulance.
There she is. Julia Sanchez reporting for duty.
I'm not fired after yesterday.
It was your first date, and we had a lot going on.
From the moment we got to the accident, I totally froze. I was like a sidekick with nothing to do.
But calm down, Sanchez. Did anything terrible happen?
It could have.
But it didn't. So we stabilized him. We got him to the hospital, and the trauma team took over from there. I'm just glad he wasn't in worse shape when we arrived at the scene.
And what if he had been? Then what?
Then we would have dealt with that. Listen, it is impossible to know what we're going to encounter on a daily basis on this job. It's no use in worrying about it.
Says the guy who handles everything like a pro.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my first day. Like, don't be so hard on yourself, okay?
Were you, like, hard on yourself after your first day?
Me? No. I mean, I was absolutely amazing. I totally crushed it my first day.
A fire chief is on a phone call.
I won't forget, okay, all right? I promise if I can leave the station, I will be there.
The chief ends his call.
Remind me not to forget my daughter's holiday performance next week.
You just told Kate you wouldn't forget.
I've said the same thing for the last 3 years and missed every one because of work. But not this year. The daughter has a solo.
Oh, roger that. Hey, Chief, you got a second?
Yeah, what's up?
I was thinking maybe we could get some of the off-duty guys to help me decorate Mac's house tonight while Scott and his mom are at the big game. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. You tell everyone it's an order.
I will. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, Wes.
The chief walks away.
Who's Mac?
Well, Scott's dad. He was a firefighter we lost a few years back. Hey, you down to help us?
Absolutely.
Medic 65, report of a child with injuries on Lemon Hill.
We're on our way. Hey, take a deep breath. We'll go up from here, right?
The brown-haired EMT, Julia, sighs.
Until it doesn't.
At the Philadelphia Police Department, a young mustached male officer walks past a young female officer.
Sanjay?
The male officer, Sanjay, turns around nervously.
Danielle. Wow. Hi.
What are you doing here? I thought you worked in the 18th precinct.
Yeah, my sergeant said that the 11th was short-staffed for the holidays, so he sent me over here.
Oh, great.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, great.
Great, great.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen you since...
The policeman's ball last New Year's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right before you ghosted me.
Excuse me, you ghosted me.
No, I texted you. You didn't text me back.
Likely story, you never texted me.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. It was nice seeing you, Sanjay. I have to start patrol.
Oh, do you mind just showing me where I need to go?
Yeah, fine. Who are you riding with?
Car 25.
Oh.
Yeah, the partner in that car...
Is on paternity leave.
Well, lucky me.
Lucky you.
Well, at least we'll have a lot of time to catch up.
Great.
Should I follow you?
Yeah.
I'll follow you.
A bird's eye view shows downtown.
And one more inhale.
At the hospital, a patient with strawberry blonde hair uses an inhaler. Hannah listens to her lungs.
Take a deep breath in. And another. Okay. Your lungs sound clear. Your pulse ox is back up to 99%.
Thank you, Doctor.
Great to get that off you. So how long have you been asthmatic?
Since I was a kid, but it's been getting worse.
That's not uncommon as we get older. Lungs weaken, immune system can't fight off infections as well. Oh, it's not anything to worry about. We can manage this.
It's been a lot lately.
I'm sorry. Is everything else okay? Work, family?
I'm actually between jobs at the moment. Have been for a while. I don't have any family around. I live alone. I think I'd be used to it by now, but this time of year is always the hardest, so.
Well, the hospital has a world-class crisis center. If you wanted to talk to someone.
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure? I can refer you.
I'm sure.
Okay. I will send in a prescription for a new inhaler. If your oxygen levels drop again, come back in right away.
I will. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay. Take care.
Hannah leaves the examination room. The strawberry blonde-haired patient sighs. In a snowy neighborhood, two neighbors stand near inflatable lawn decorations.
It's Christmas! They are Christmas decorations!
And I can see that. You have all the decorations. Maybe consider leaving some for someone else. Ever thought of that?
Look how beautiful this dinosaur with a candy cane in the mouth
is! It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's not even part of this region. And do you need
okay,
to have them
okay,
all?
Okay, calm down. What seems to be the problem?
I'm gonna calm down as soon as he puts this stuff back into storage. You can make him do that, right? There's gotta be some sort of law against having all of this.
Well, actually, there's not. He's free to decorate his yard as he sees fit. That is a cool T-Rex, dude.
Thanks. T-Rex? That is not
actually,
a T-Rex. That's not a 40-foot dinosaur.
One could interpret this excessive display as a public nuisance.
Thank you. You hear that? Public nuisance. Up high.
No.
So, you're saying that it's possible we have two different interpretations of what's going on here?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, how about that?
Do you two need a minute, or...?
We're good.
Look, why don't you just close your blinds for the next couple of weeks? I'm sure it'll be all back to normal by then. It'll all be over with.
Close my blinds. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many lumens that gives off?
I get it. You're not a fan, but you are neighbors. Maybe we can channel some of that Christmas spirit, the whole peace and love thing.
Yeah, love thy neighbor. What do you say, guys?
Huh?
You kidding me? That's the solution here? Thanks, Magnum. This is great.
Some people, all right.
What was that?
Grinch says what?
Yeah, why don't you go cheer for a real football team? Like the Cowboys.
Whoa, too far!
Whoa, go birds.
It's not even a real team.
The bearded doctor walks through the hospital.
Hey, do you have a minute?
Always. Well, maybe not always, but right now, yes.
I just saw a patient, asthmatic.
Nebulizer worked?
It did. She was released.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good so far.
Yeah, it's just, it's difficult when patients need help. More than medical.
Personal help.
Yeah, I told her about our resources and tried to get her to help herself.
Well, sometimes that's all we can do.
Dr. Williams to exam room 3.
There's your cue.
Thanks, Dr. Stanfield.
No problem.
Hello.
Wes stands with a patient.
Hi, doctor.
Hi.
This is Alec. He's 10, and he hurt his leg sledding.
Hi, Alec. Thank you. It's nice to meet you. Can you tell me where your leg hurts?
Is my mom here?
I'm sure she will be here soon.
When?
Tell me, Alec, have you ever listened to someone's heartbeat? Okay. You wanna pop these in your ears for me, like headphones? Mom?
En route could be a while.
Now, tell me if you hear anything.
Hannah places her stethoscope on her own wrist.
Did you check for a concussion?
All clear, just the tibia and some mild soft tissue damage.
No way! Is that really your heart?
Mm-hmm.
It's so loud. And why is it in your wrist?
That is where your radial artery is. Cool, right? Hi. We should go straight to orthopedics. Ready? Let's go for a ride.
Be strong, champ.
See you later, okay?
Oh, I like that stethoscope trick.
Oh, well, thank you. My dad taught me that.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Did he also teach you how to run a trauma unit? Because you rocked that last night.
Right. You are the EMT who brought the crash victim in. You were very thorough.
Means a lot coming from a doctor. So when did you start here?
About a month ago. I moved here as soon as I got the position.
Welcome. I'm Wes Kemp.
Hannah Williams.
So are you liking Philly, Hannah Williams?
So far, so good. I mean, I haven't really had a chance to explore yet, but...
What have you seen so far?
Let's see. There is my condo. Oh, yes, and then there's the 6 blocks from my condo to the hospital, and that's about it.
Okay, well, what about South Street, the Christmas lights at Boathouse Row? Tell me you've at least had a cheesesteak.
No.
What is happening here? Philly is literally like the best Christmas city in the world. It's the perfect time to explore all that brotherly love that we're famous for. In fact, you know what? How about tonight at 6? A few of us from the station are going to be surprising a friend of ours with some decorations. You should come. Yeah, you could even bring your kids or your husband, boyfriend.
She's very, very single. Just like you.
Hannah smirks at the nurse, Emerson.
Dr. Williams, surgery, line 1.
EMS 65, please respond.
That's me. Yeah. Okay, yeah, thanks. Maybe I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Hannah walks away from the tall EMT, Wes.
Oh, don't even start. Let's get back to the stage.
Sanjay and Danielle arrive at the Christmas tree market.
What's up?
Yo, hey.
Sanjay, this is my cousin, Wes.
Nice to meet you.
What's up, brother? What brings you by?
Just on patrol. Thought we'd say hi.
Oh, you guys are partners now?
He's just in my division until Christmas.
Oh, I didn't mention I applied for a transfer. I really like the neighborhood.
Wes and Sanjay laugh.
So what's with the side hustle? EMS not paying the bill?
It's for charity. All the proceeds go to Home for the Holidays program we run at the community center.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's nice work. Good job.
Thanks. You know, I like this guy.
He likes me. He really, really likes me.
Car 25 to collision at 22nd and
5. Nice to meet you.
Copy that, car 25 en route. Don't forget the pecan pie for grandma's.
Have a do.
A truck carrying a Christmas tree drives away. Hannah walks through the hospital hallway.
Thank you. I'll let her know. Oh, Dr. Williams, that was the lab calling. About Mrs. Scott?
Hannah approaches Emerson.
You were right. Mesenteric ischemia. Great catch. You saved her life.
I'm just glad she'll be here for another Christmas.
Yep. And since you're done, you can go meet Wes.
You were listening?
I am always listening.
You're headed home soon, too?
In a bit. I just have something to do.
Okay. Night.
Have a nice time.
I will.
Hannah walks away from Emerson's desk. Emerson sighs and touches a framed photo of a young blonde-haired woman. At night, people skate at an outdoor rink. At Scott's house, members of the community decorate outside with Christmas decor.
All right, let's move it, people. The clock is ticking. Who's got that inflatable Santa? Yeah, he needs to be up on the roof, stat.
Hey, glad you can make it.
Well, thanks for inviting me. This is such a nice thing to do.
Yeah, well, my kindness is currently reaching its limit.
Isn't there some sort of phrase about how you can judge somebody by how they deal with rainy days, lost luggage?
Tangled Christmas lights? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much for first impressions as I am losing my mind.
Let me help. Kind of a knot-nut.
Knot-nut? What, like tying them or untying them?
Either. Sutures are my favorite, though. The most satisfying thing in the world, except for taking them out.
Reach. What's your favorite? Cruciate, port interlocking, vertical mattress?
Oh, this sounds like a test.
Only if you pass it.
Then my answer is, depends on the wound.
Reach, pass with flying colors.
Yeah.
Hey, I love the ugly Christmas sweater.
Ugly?
Wes stares open-mouthed at Hannah. Hannah smiles.
I'm kind of a Christmas nut, too.
Yeah? Or would it offend you if I said I've never worn one?
Offended? No. No, gosh, no. I'd feel bad for you.
Yeah, why's that?
I mean, how else can you have a Feliz Navidad?
Wow. That is really...
Funny? You were going to say funny, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I suppose you could say that, but that's not what I was going to say. I mean, somebody might say that was funny. You've probably been waiting a long time for the chance to say that, huh?
Just a couple of decades.
30 minutes and counting. Hey, Wes, I need some more of those lights, buddy.
I got close. Maybe the chief can help you finish.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, duty calls.
A large section is untangled.
We're going to figure this out. Don't you worry.
Careful.
Okay.
Don't tangle them again, please.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay. Feliz Navidad.
Oh.
At the hospital, Emerson answers a video call.
Hey. Hi, Mom. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I miss you so much.
So do I. I miss you like crazy.
Yeah. Things have been good here, though. You don't have to worry. We're good. We've been traveling for the last couple days and just set up base. You know, fire's going. We've got food going. And Jones, he plays guitar, so we sing Christmas carols every night after dinner.
I like
it. How about you? Have you made your butterball cookies yet?
Of course. It's not Christmas time until I make them.
And then Dad devours the whole batch, so you have to make more.
I sent you a box. They should get there in time.
You're the best, Mom.
I wish you were here. Christmas just isn't the same without you.
Yeah, I know. But I've got leave in March, so...
Trust me, I'm already counting down the days. And you know, I know I don't tell you this enough, but Chloe, I'm very proud of you. And all... What you're... Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I don't think...
Chloe? Chloe?
Say hi to Dad for me.
The video call from Chloe, Emerson's daughter, fails. Emerson receives a text that reads, "Sorry about that. All good here. Love you." Emerson lets out a deep breath. At Scott's house, volunteers continue to decorate.
Oh, hey, fellas, let's straighten that out, huh?
Hannah decorates a mailbox with Julia.
So, do you like what you do?
I love it. I mean, it's hard, don't get me wrong. But at the end of a shift, I'm never like, gee, that was boring.
How do you keep your cool under all that pressure in the ER?
Me? At least I have support staff and an entire hospital around me. What about you? You're in the field. I can't believe what you guys do every day. You're the real heroes.
Julia smiles.
Hey, it looks great, but how are they going to open the mailbox?
The mailbox is wrapped like a Christmas present. Wes smiles.
Okay, everyone, here they come.
Okay.
Let's get ready. And three, two, one.
The chief plugs in Christmas lights as Scott and his mom arrive home. They look surprised.
Thanks, everyone. This is incredible.
Yeah, well, it's your last Christmas before college. Seems like you and your mom should celebrate in style. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Wes. Bring it in, man.
Scott and his mom hug Wes. The chief joins the group hug.
You want to join in, chief?
Just the look on his faces. I did this single-handedly.
Hannah smiles at everyone hugging. Hannah walks with Wes.
Hey, wait, hold on a minute. So after residency, you went to Costa Rica?
Well, I wanted to improve my Spanish so I could speak to patients without a translator.
Well, that is some dedication right there.
Thanks. But I've always been drawn to emergency medicine.
Oh. Yeah, so wait, your family's from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose Philadelphia?
Dr. Stanfield is a renowned specialist in trauma resuscitation. I wanted to learn from the best.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad loved his time spent working here.
Your dad is a big influence?
Been following in his size 11 footsteps my whole life.
All the way home.
Well, it doesn't really feel like home. Not yet, anyway. I don't have any relatives here. Or friends, for that matter.
I beg to differ.
And now that it's the holidays, I don't know, I'm starting to feel homesick.
Yeah? Let's take a look at that. Hold on. Ooh, yeah, you are a little warm. Yeah, that is definitely a case of acute homesickness. You know? Maybe I can help.
I'll think about it.
What is there to think about?
I mean, what are your credentials to treat homesickness?
Well, first of all, I am Philly born and bred. Go Birds.
Oh, do you say that every time?
Every time. And, I don't know, I served 5 years in the Marines.
As a medic?
Yep.
Explains the love of sutures.
Mm-hmm. And to really prove my Philly cred, I go and see the mummers every year on New Year's Day.
You see the what?
You don't know what the mummers are? It's basically like every year, thousands of people dress up in costumes. They march down Broad Street in this big, giant parade on New Year's Day.
And that's a Philadelphia tradition?
It's in the Philadelphia tradition.
Guess I have a lot to learn.
Hey, I'm always here to help.
Well, I'll call your office tomorrow and make an appointment.
Man, don't threaten me with a good time.
Wes walks Hannah to her door.
No, thank you. I was so happy to be there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, this is me.
But you said you were at Christmas now.
I know. I don't even have a tree.
You still got a week till Christmas. I mean, maybe we could get you sorted. I'll grab you a tree and some lights from the firehouse lot.
That'd be great, but I don't have a car.
I got a truck.
Well, that's perfect. I mean, as long as you're dropping it off, maybe you would want to help decorate it, too. You can't miss the best part. Mm-hmm. I would even make some of my famous hot cocoa. It's instant, but I like to think of it as famous.
yeah, sure. How about tomorrow?
I work a double tomorrow. How's Wednesday?
I'm on call. Thursday?
Yeah, I should be home by 7:30.
All right, it's a date. Not a date,
Sounds like a date to me.
Mrs. Martino peeks out of her condo.
Good night, Mrs. Martino.
Good night, Hannah. Good night, handsome.
Welcome to Philly.
Thanks. See you soon.
Hannah unlocks her door as Wes walks away. Mrs. Martino smiles. On a new day, a man delivers a package to Hannah.
Oh, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Hannah brings the package into her condo and opens it. Inside the package is an advent calendar containing 24 little boxes.
Dad.
Hannah removes the 18th box from the calendar and empties two earrings onto her palm. She holds up the earrings, which are shaped like sparkly golden Christmas trees. Later, at the hospital, she approaches Emerson at her desk, wearing the earrings.
Morning, Dr. Williams. Oh, those are cute.
My dad sent me an advent calendar in the mail, and these are the first present.
Adorable.
Right?
Oh, did you see the mistletoe I put up? You never know when it might come in handy.
Love in the ER. What are the odds?
Better than you think. Oh, I see the matchmaker's been at work.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm good at it, too. Devin and Phil, Jay and Dina, you and Trish.
Who's Trish?
Trish is my wife. Emerson introduced us at a Christmas party.
How do you have time to do all that matchmaking with everything going on here?
I find the time because of everything going on here.
All day, every day, people come in here with their loved ones, hoping they'll leave here with their loved ones. But if working here has taught us anything, it's this. We don't have time to not find love.
Hannah smirks.
Back to business. CT came in for exam room 4.
I'll check it.
Other way.
I'll get it eventually.
The lawn decorations of one of the rival neighbors are deflated.
It wasn't me. Then who did it? The ghost from Christmas past?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to ID the guy.
You believe this man?
Do I believe that he trashed your yard or that he doesn't know who the ghost of Christmas past is?
Both. Either. Will you just arrest this man?
Oh, for what?
I heard him on my roof.
How come that is my
roof? Ladder. His name is on the ladder, for crying out loud.
Erroneous. That is circumstantial evidence. Your honors, I object. I know my rights.
Did you know you have the right to remain silent?
Yes, I did.
Well, maybe you should exercise it more often.
Yeah, button it, turkey.
I didn't say anything incriminating yet.
I meant for the rest of us.
Sanjay nods.
Look, the bottom line is, do you want to press charges?
Yes!
I guess it's time to take some statements.
Which one do you want?
The rival neighbors glare at Sanjay and Danielle.
I feel ya.
I'll go with this guy.
All right. Handsome, you're with me.
Now watch the penguin!
Outside the hospital, Hannah stands alone on her break. Nearby trees are decorated with Christmas lights and ornaments. Hannah notices two older adults kissing on a bench. She smiles, and then it fades. Wes approaches Hannah, wearing his EMT uniform.
Hi.
Hi. I just brought someone in. Emerson said you were out here on break.
Oh, do they need me?
No. Sanfield's got it. A couple dads got in a fight over the last doll at a toy store.
Yeah. 'Tis the season, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of which, the fire station holds an annual holiday open house every year. It's for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Thought maybe you'd like to go?
I'd love to. Okay, are we still on for tonight? Because, I got more manicotti than any human could ever eat, so.
I love manicotti.
Hannah grins and nods.
Medic 65, are you there?
7:30 still good?
Still great.
Wes walks away from Hannah.
Medic 65 here, over.
Go get him.
What do you think about that one?
Wes shops for a Christmas tree.
It's a good call.
I think
Hannah will love it.
Wes pays Scott for the tree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for rallying everyone the other night. That was really thoughtful of you.
Hey, no sweat, man. Anything for your family.
So, I heard back from Cal Poly.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got in.
Yes! Hey, Merry Christmas, man. Congratulations, man. You, that's awesome. You. Is that your dream school?
Kinda. I mean, it was definitely where I was most excited to go.
Was? What happened? What do you mean, was?
I don't know, man. It's on the other side of the country. Honestly, I think I'd get really homesick.
Wow, it's really going around.
What?
Forget it. First things first, how does your mom feel about this?
I haven't told her.
No? How come?
Scott shrugs.
Ah, okay. I see. Well, it seems to me that you're more concerned about your mom being alone than you are about actually being homesick. I'm sure she just wants what's best for you, man.
Which is why she told me to go.
Even though she really wants you to stay. Yeah, I know. Well, look, I don't know. I think your mom is a really special lady. Maybe she can feel two things at once.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I can't say you don't deserve it.
Thank you. Why is that?
We were called to break up the snowball fight, not join it.
They wouldn't listen to reason.
They're fifth graders.
Are you sure? That one kid had a cannon for an arm. I wouldn't be surprised if he's pitching for the Phillies in 10 years. I should have got his autograph.
Danielle laughs with Sanjay.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for being so prickly when you first got here. It just caught me off guard, that's all.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess I could have given you a heads up. It's just, it felt weird texting after so long. And I,
Well, about that, I was thinking maybe the two of us.
Hi!
Oh.
Sanjay, I hope you're hungry. Everyone's waiting at Figo.
A woman links arms with Sanjay.
Hi, I'm Leela. You must be Danielle.
Yeah. That's me. Have a nice dinner, Sanjay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm so hungry. I want arancini. I want lasagna.
Oh.
Dessert, what are we going to do?
Okay, so you two have the decorations and the toy giveaway. John and Hank have food and beverages. Am I forgetting anything?
Your daughter. She has her holiday performance in 2 days.
See that? See, I told you I'd forget. Again. Thank you, Sanchez.
Yeah, no problem, Chief.
All right, what about you, Chief? What you got?
I got the list.
Roger that. Oh, man. So, how are you feeling about everything?
Honestly, setting up for this open house is way more my speed. Maybe I should have been an event planner instead.
Come on, get out of here. You were born to be in the NT.
Yeah, no kidding. Third generation paramedic.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
How so?
You have high expectations.
Maybe.
How'd you feel about the call today with the two dads at the toy store?
I mean, I still just followed your lead.
Is there anything wrong with that?
What if we roll up on a situation that's more than you can handle?
Won't happen. Impossible.
Well, come on, I'm being serious. What if we get overwhelmed?
I get it. I do. But when it happens, well, I'm sure you'll step it up.
I hope so.
Well, maybe I ought to go on vacation so I can throw you in the deep end by yourself.
No. Don't you dare. No. I haven't even driven the rig yet.
At the hospital, Emerson approaches Hannah.
So I can put you down for a yes? Sure, why not? But mark my word, if I'm in a Secret Santa, I always get socks. Oh, look at you, Mr. Spiffy. Oh, off to the show? Which show?
My wife bought us tickets to the Nutcracker, so I switched out with Dr. Mullen. Can't miss this. Mm. Dr. Williams, you're done for the night?
Signing out soon. Have a great time.
Good night.
Good night. 6:45, right on time.
Meeting someone?
Listen.
EMTs wheel in a patient.
Okay, what do we got? Prep the trauma team. Is he responsive? What's his BP?
Wes waits outside Hannah's condo, holding a takeout bag. He checks his watch. Mrs. Martino steps out of her own condo.
Still not home yet, dear?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we probably just, got our signals crossed or something.
Well, you're welcome to wait in my place for as long as you like. I make an excellent panettone.
Yeah, and I should probably head back. Got an early shift in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, nobody's going to take those. Not in this building.
Yeah, have a good night.
See you soon. I hope.
Yeah, me too.
Wes leaves Hannah's condo building. In a hospital hallway, Hannah removes surgical gloves and throws them into a garbage bin. She rubs her neck and closes her eyes. Later, she walks through the hallway of her building. She removes her keys and notices Wes's takeout bag on the floor outside her condo.
Oh, no. Wes.
On another day, a pickup truck drives on a road. Elsewhere, a bronze statue of William Penn overlooks Philadelphia. In Hannah's condo, she sips hot cocoa on the couch and wears Christmas pajamas. She makes a phone call to her dad.
Hannah, hi. You're not at work?
Hi, Dad. No, I've got an overnight, so I have the day off.
And I just
missed having my morning cocoa with you and my Christmas PJs, so thought I'd just bring a bit of home. Well, home.
I love that. And I love our morning cocos, even if it's only over the phone. But days off are rare. You should go into the city. Go to Independence Park.
Well, I actually met someone. He was going to show me around.
He? Elaborate.
He's an EMT.
Well, must be a good soul.
A Philly born and raised. Go Birds.
Well, Philadelphians are my favorite people. He sounds like a keeper.
I think you're jumping the gun a bit, Dad.
Well, that's what dads do. We jump the gun.
It doesn't matter anyway. We had plans last night, but I got held up at the hospital.
Look, if he's an EMT, I'm sure he'll understand. It's not like you didn't want to see him.
Yeah, true. But with his schedule and my schedule, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's not right.
Well, look, if it feels right, you make it right. That's why I moved to Seattle.
What? No, I thought you moved because you had a great job offer.
Well, I did, but your mom's family was here and you were a baby. You needed family around. I loved Philly and I loved working at Fairhaven, but I love you more.
Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Love you too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
At the fire station, Hannah approaches Wes and Julia.
Hey. Hope you like gingerbread lattes.
Can't get enough of these. Thank you.
No thanks. Never really touched those.
You're lost, Scrooge. Hey, were you at the hospital last night for that accident?
Yeah, I was. I ended up having to stay late. It happened so suddenly, and I tried calling last night and this morning, but kept going to voicemail.
Oh, now I get it. That's why you're grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
Hannah smiles at Julia.
Give the lady a break. She was saving lives, and she brought you a latte.
Don't you have some emergency to tend to or something, Sanchez?
As a matter of fact, I do. I have to find somebody who wants to take this gingerbread latte before it gets cold. Thank you.
No problem.
Julia leaves Hannah and Wes.
I'm so sorry. I was calling you to tell you that I was on my way, but then the gurneys rolled in.
No. Julia's right. Honestly, I just wanted to hold a grudge for like at least one day.
Oh, yeah? How's that going for you?
Not good.
No?
No. Mm-mm. It's good to see you.
So even though you're not actually mad, could I keep apologizing a bit? Because I actually prepared a whole thing.
All right, bring it.
So the thing is, I really love my job, but I also don't want it to take over every part of my life. It's just, you know, there's always someone in the waiting room.
Oh, I do know. I bring most of them there.
Thanks for the business.
Yeah. You know, I'm not exactly a shining example of work-life balance either. I love my job too, but I don't know. If something important comes along, I'm gonna make the time. And well, I don't know. Let's just say I feel like I want to keep some time free.
Oh? For what?
Pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
It's a wild time. Of course. Well, as great as that sounds, we still have to decorate my tree. Oh, and I haven't had an authentic Philly cheesesteak yet.
This must be rectified immediately.
I know.
Danielle is at the police department.
Hey!
Sanjay approaches her.
Well, I'm 10 minutes early, so you must mean business today.
Ready to start patrol, officer.
Officer? Okay, that's formal.
Thought it was respectful. We're at work, aren't we?
Hey, are you okay? You seem a little...
Everything's great. How was your dinner?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, Lila wanted to go to her favorite restaurant for her birthday, so we...
Fine. So how long have you been seeing each other?
Oh, me and Lila. Long time now, like 25 years. Yeah, we've practically known each other our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah. Our parents introduced us.
Yeah.
Because she's my sister.
Danielle pops up out of her police car.
Oh, I learned a whole lot right there.
Sanjay smiles at Danielle.
Okay, Danielle, I'm single. Very, very single, and I have been for a year.
How come?
Well, funny story. I met a girl last year, New Year's Eve, and she was... And we had a great time, I thought. We even kissed at midnight. And I've been waiting to run into her ever since. Which sounds a little pathetic now that I say it out loud, so maybe I should move on. What do you think?
2-5, 2-5. Backup requested to quell a disturbance at the Eagles game.
Copy that. On our way.
You were not seriously just saved by the quell.
Sanjay and Danielle get in the car. Wes walks with Julia at the fire station.
Hey, shift's over, Chief. We're about to clock out.
Sounds good. We're just about to check the tire pressure on the hook and ladder with a road test.
A road test to check the tire pressure?
And I was going to remind you about that, but it looks like you remember.
Only took me 3 years to learn my lesson. Road test, everyone! Code 1.
Code 1? No lights or sirens. What's going on?
Why don't you ride along with them and find out?
Okay, yeah.
In a classroom, the chief's daughter sings.
All the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
The chief and others applaud.
That's our cue.
Bye, Daddy. I love you.
Bye.
Let's go.
The chief kisses his wife, Kate, and leaves with Julia. People run up the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. In a restaurant, a cook makes cheesesteaks. Wes and Hannah line up at the counter.
You know, those places are great, don't get me wrong. But this one is just, I don't know, it's closer to my heart.
How come?
When I was a kid, my dad used to bring me here after Sixers and Flyers games. Great memories, you know?
Thank you.
Wes approaches the cashier.
Hey, Wes. How you doing? Hey,
Donna, what's up? Looks like you're keeping busy in here, huh?
All day, every day. You know it's Christmas.
This is Hannah, by the way. Donna.
Oh, nice to meet you, sweetie.
Hi, Donna.
All right, what do you have?
Oh, where's the menu?
There's no menu. Do you want onions?
I don't know. Do I?
You want onions.
Guess I do.
Whiz or whiz out?
Pardon?
she's not from around here.
Obviously.
Let's do two whiz with. Trust me.
I think you should trust them.
Two whiz with.
All right. Two is with, coming right up.
Hey, go birds.
Go birds.
Check you out. You're getting the hang of this, huh?
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I was so shy and awkward in high school. I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I joined the Marines right after graduation.
Hannah eats a cheesesteak.
Mm. What do you think?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, after a couple tours, I went to college on the GI Bill. I still didn't know what I wanted to do. Until I got an internship with the fire department. And then I immediately knew, you know, I had found my calling. So I added a fire safety engineering major.
Wait, you're a firefighter too?
Yeah.
Wow. Impressive.
Coming from an emergency medicine doctor.
I think we're just built for what we do. Like, maybe because of my dad, I never really thought of doing anything else. And once you found the fire department, you just knew.
It's interesting when you just know something's right, right?
Right. And then I guess you can't fight fate.
I guess not.
Donna serves more food.
Here you go.
Oh, we didn't order these.
Oh, it's on the house. Besides, anyone that can make Wes look that happy deserves a treat. Have fun, kids. Not too much fun.
Donna walks away from Wes and Hannah.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks. You make me happy too, you know.
I can see why.
Wes and Hannah smile at each other as they eat their food. Wes and Hannah walk through a market.
Yeah, it's called Home for the Holidays. It's run out of the Rittenhouse Community Center. And basically, we help connect people in need with the right services. Anyone who's in need of a helping hand is welcome.
How long have you been working with them?
Ever since I got out of the service. There are so many veterans who are in need of job training, resources, and I don't know. It was just
my way to help him out.
You're a good soul.
Funny little secret is that service actually makes me feel better.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, you would.
Hannah notices an ornament shaped like boxing gloves.
Oh, this is perfect for Philly. I love Rocky. My dad and I watched it together so many times. Oh, no. You don't have to do that.
No, I mean, this is actually my pleasure because now I don't have to wreck my brain trying to figure out what to get you for Christmas.
Well, maybe not, but now the pressure's on me.
Wes pays for the ornament.
Thank you.
A cashier gives Hannah the ornament in a gift box.
Here you go.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother. You want to, I don't know, get some hot chocolate? I'll walk you home.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Right this way.
Oh, sir. This is so nice.
Sanjay and Danielle arrive at the rival neighbors' houses.
So, any idea what we're doing here? I thought tacky yard guy wasn't going to press charges against no decor guy.
Who?
Oh, I gave them nicknames in my head.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah, I just, I wanted to apologize, and after the whole Cowboys comment, I thought a police presence might be required.
Good idea.
Well, your neighbor wants to talk to you for a sec. Are you cool with that?
I guess.
Look, Keith, the past couple years have been pretty hard on me. Work's been really stressful, and that's caused some tension in my family. And it's been tough to see you be so merry when I just feel so...
Not merry?
Yeah, exactly. But I was wrong. Your decorations, they bring so much joy to the neighborhood, and I was wrong to take that away from them and from you, so I'm sorry.
Thanks, Ernie. And I could probably keep some of my stuff off your side.
Well, I could have just closed the blinds. That was a really good suggestion, Magnum.
Yeah, thanks, I could have turned everything off at a more respectable time.
Yeah, that would be nice. It's not so much the light, it's just the sounds.
Seriously, what are you doing here?
Lighten up, it's sweet.
Anyway,
Aw.
What's that?
Oh, it's a Christmas-themed cornhole game.
Cool.
Ernie holds a gift bag toward Keith.
I thought I could set up one half on my side of the yard and one half on your side. What do you say?
Link yards. Always wanted to do that.
Keith takes the bagged cornhole game from Ernie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Neighbors, or...
Ernie extends his hand, and Keith hugs him.
Oh,
okay.
I did not see that coming.
Me neither.
Do you look like a Keith to you?
And an Ernie?
Thanks, Keith.
At night, in Hannah's condo, Hannah and Wes decorate the Christmas tree.
You're kidding.
No, believe it. We used to call ourselves the Four Turtle Doves. Performed everywhere.
That's funny. I don't picture you as a caroler.
Bite your tongue. This isn't just like singing Christmas songs. I mean, we are a four-part a cappella group that actually
sings Christmas carols?
That's right.
Hannah smiles and nods.
You know, music was always a very special part of my life, especially this time of year. You know, my dad actually used to lead the choir at Christmas. Never really left me. And thus, the Four Turtle Doves.
It sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was, but we lost our fourth member. Moved away last year.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, but I have an idea of how we might be able to bring it back.
Oh, mysterious.
Well, the bulbs are done. What's next?
Cookie break.
Hannah and Wes sit on the couch.
So, my family always baked cookies together before we decorated the tree. Mm-hmm. Thanks for keeping the tradition with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah and Wes eat cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I love this tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, my family does Christmas. I mean, we make enough food to feed an army.
Oh, well, makes for lots of leftovers, at least.
Yeah, you'd think so. Not my family. No, you should come.
That would be really nice. But I work Christmas, of course.
Of course. Well, I'll save you a plate.
Thanks. When I was a kid, my parents started giving me an ornament every year with special meaning. So I would always
you know, have a collection with sentimental value.
Well, like,
okay. I got her when I was 12, when I started violin lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, oh, yeah, yeah. You'll like this one. This is from when I was admitted to medical school.
Oh, that is worth celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't forget the boxing gloves.
Oh, are you kidding me? Best one.
Wes gazes at Hannah as she hangs the boxing glove ornament on the Christmas tree.
Now I will always remember where I was this year for Christmas.
Hannah sits back down beside Wes on the couch.
Hopefully it'll be a fond memory.
It already is. I have so many wonderful memories of Christmas with my family. Like, even if my dad was working, he and my mom would always make sure that it was special. And through the years, I always found a way to get home for Christmas. I didn't want to admit it to myself, but I was nervous about spending this one alone.
Well, I have some good news for you. You're not alone.
Hannah and Wes lean toward each other as if to kiss.
Sorry. Yeah, time to go to work. But I'll see you at the open house.
Yeah, I can't wait. I had a great time today.
Yeah, me too. Whiz with.
Go bird.
It is daytime at the hospital.
Take another deep breath.
Hannah examines the strawberry blonde-haired patient's lungs.
Sounds good.
Hannah removes her stethoscope from her ears.
You've been using your inhaler?
Yeah, more than usual, actually. Sorry, you'd think I'd be used to it by now. Don't be sorry. It's not easy to deal with any chronic illness. Especially now with everything else going on in our lives.
Hannah sits beside the patient.
Betsy, if I've learned anything as a doctor, it's that we can never give up. Not on others, and not on ourselves.
I'm trying. I've been trying. It just gets so hard sometimes.
You know, I have a friend who was telling me about this program called Home for the Holidays. They have job training, outreach resources, and community meetings. It might be something you'd be into.
Yeah, it's not really my thing.
Maybe it could be. I'll write you a new prescription, and I'll do everything I can to keep your lungs healthy. But I need you to treat your heart.
The patient, Betsy, looks downward with sad eyes. Hannah pulls out a notepad.
If you change your mind, it's at the Rittenhouse Community Center.
Hannah gives Betsy a piece of paper with the community center info written on it.
Thanks, Doc.
Of course.
Hannah smiles and walks away from Betsy. At the fire station open house, kids play games.
Well, this here is what you call a fire extinguisher. Extinguish fires if you pay attention to the gate.
Hey, that's a beautiful family now.
Hey.
The chief's family waves at Wes.
Hey, don't burn yourself again like you did last year now.
An EMT barbecues.
You gonna save me one of them Philly dogs?
Sure thing, Wes.
Check.
Doc, hey, the singing starts later now.
I'm checking my equipment. Check.
Wes carries gifts.
This is from the Myers and the Gallaghers.
Hmm. Thanks. Danielle coming?
She's on patrol.
Check.
No, can you take over karaoke for me? I don't want him to break anything.
Hold up. Does that mean I have to sing?
Only if no one volunteers.
Trust me, no one wants to hear me sing.
I'm sure that's not true.
Okay, well, no one's going to find out, that's for sure.
Hannah arrives.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome. How was your overnight?
It's good. Got a good nap in today, and I'm ready to party.
This for the toy drive?
Yes, this one is. And this one is for you.
Hannah holds a gift box.
Wow, you didn't have to do that.
No.
Should I open it now or wait till Christmas?
Open it now, obviously.
The gift is a snowflake sweater.
Oh, wow. This is so, ugly.
Right?
That's right. Hey. You should put it on.
Oh, no way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I got him.
Later, Wes wears the sweater.
You had to get me like a choice medium.
It looks great. Yes.
Your definition of great is very
good. Hey. Just in time. My sweater. I'm first up to karaoke.
Oh, I'm so glad that I didn't miss it.
Once a year, one song, and then I'm out of there. I got the early morning shift tomorrow.
Uno, dos, tres.
Julia stands on a stage.
Okay. Welcome to Station House 21 for our annual holiday open house. I'm Julia, and I'm apparently your karaoke host. Yeah. I know we have a lot of talent in the crowd.
Right here.
Emerson raises her hand.
Come on up.
Emerson gets on the karaoke stage.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I'd like to dedicate this song to my daughter, Chloe. It's our favorite. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every...
Hey, you wanna, well, grab some hot chocolate?
Oh, I should stay in here, say.
Oh, no, you got time. Trust me.
At night, Emerson continues to sing.
I thought Emerson said one song.
Emerson says one song every year, and every year she's the last to leave.
She is going to be so excited when we...
Hannah and Wes touch hands, seated by a burn barrel.
So, what's your plan on Christmas after your shift is done?
Not sure. You?
Maybe we can find some time to celebrate together.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Hannah and Wes gaze at each other, smiling.
Engine 21, Medic 65, we have reported a large-scale fire.
Okay, Daddy's gonna have to go, okay,
yeah,
baby?
Yeah, gotta go to work. I love you.
Bye, Dad, love you.
Bye. Be safe.
Yeah.
To be continued?
Yeah. Stay safe.
Wes and the chief leave the fire station open house. Hannah sits alone by the fire, holding a cup of hot chocolate, watching Wes walk away. In downtown Philadelphia, Wes and Julia stand by a gurney.
Hey, how you feeling?
Why?
You're gonna take the lead on this one.
What?
It's okay. I'll be right here the whole time. You know what to do, okay? All right, so what's the first thing we do?
A man is unconscious.
What's the first step? Julia, come on. Julia, look at me. Hey, come on. What's the first step? You got this.
I'll do the assessment. You manage the monitor. Hey, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir, can you hear me? Male, about 45. I'm responsive. Pulse stable.
Julia uses a stethoscope.
Excuse me. Please clear the way.
Julia listens to the unconscious man's heart and lungs. Elsewhere in the city, a large tree is covered in decorations. In Hannah's condo, Hannah puts on her coat over green scrubs. She smiles at the boxing glove ornament hanging on her Christmas tree, then opens the 23rd box on her advent calendar. She eats chocolate found in the box. She hangs a backpack over her shoulder and leaves the condo, picking up a scarf on her way out.
Oh,
no. You have terrible taste in movies.
I don't have terrible taste in movies. I just happen to know a classic when I see it.
A hot take.
No, I would submit to you that Die Hard is not only a Christmas movie, it is the most incredible Christmas movie ever. John McClane was my hero growing
up. You're nuts. Well, no, that's a wonderful life. Zuzu's Pedals? Come on.
Yeah, I don't see this troublemaker, do you?
No.
Sanjay and Danielle find a young man spray painting a wall.
Hey, police! Freeze!
The young man runs.
McLaughlin, let's go!
Relax, it's fine.
Come on, we're gonna lose him.
We won't.
Danielle walks slowly as Sanjay chases the young man. Sanjay loses him.
Well, that's just great. We lost him.
No, he didn't. Trust me.
Look, I don't know where you got your training from, but I need to know you have my six. I don't know how you do things in the 11th, but...
Yeah?
Danielle opens a dumpster and finds the young man hiding inside.
Well done, Officer McLaughlin.
Come on out, bud.
Let's go.
At the hospital, Hannah and Wes eat pizza slices as they approach Emerson at her desk.
Okay, that smells amazing.
It's in the break room, if you want a slice.
Can't leave my post.
What? No, we'll watch the desk.
Mm. You sure?
Yes, it's Christmas. Get some.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be back soon.
Emerson leaves her desk. The bearded doctor, Dr. Stanfield, wheels an unidentified woman past the desk and into an exam room.
Hey. How's Chloe doing?
She couldn't make our weekly call last night because something came up. We probably won't talk till after Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Emerson, the patient in exam room 3 needs saline.
Oh, right away, doctor.
Emerson walks into the exam room where Chloe is sitting.
I'm here for your...
Here for my what? For my hug?
Chloe?
Chloe and Emerson hug.
Chloe, what are you doing here?
I came home for Christmas, Mom.
Hannah, Wes, and Dr. Stanfield smile.
Well, that is the best Christmas gift ever.
Then this will be second best.
Chloe picks up a gift bag.
You are the only gift I need.
Chloe and Emerson hug again.
Okay, hold on. How did you get in here? No one gets past me in this ER.
I had some accomplices.
Emerson notices Hannah, Wes, and Dr. Stanfield in the doorway.
Thank you, guys. All of you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Chloe and Emerson hug. Hannah smiles at Wes. At the fire station, the chief hoses the pavement. Julia approaches him.
Hi, Chief. You wanted to see me.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to check in with you. How have your first few shifts been?
They've been good, sir. I mean, they've been harder than I thought, I guess.
Yeah. This is a hard job. I know that. We all do. Things can get pretty nerve-wracking. Getting used to the calls, learning procedure, remembering everything.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you something I ask all new hires. Do you want to be here?
I don't understand, sir.
Do you want to do this? Now that you have a sense of what that means. Yeah? The pressure. The knowledge that things can go wrong at any minute, that people are depending on you. In spite of all of that, do you still want to do this job?
I do, sir.
Good. Stay focused. Stay compassionate. Most importantly, stay safe.
The chief shakes Julia's hand.
We're glad you're part of the 21 family.
Thank you, Chief.
Julia smiles and nods as she walks away from the chief. The chief picks up the hose and continues to spray the pavement. At the hospital, Wes walks through a hall with Hannah.
That was so sweet. The look on her face, priceless.
That was great. I'm so glad Chloe called me to help out.
Yeah, how do you know her?
Oh, I used to serve with the captain back in the day. We keep in touch. You know, I had no idea how you were going to get past Emerson, so great idea with the pizza.
Ah, I can be quite sneaky if needed.
I'm going to have to keep an eye on you.
Emerson watches Wes and Hannah from across the hall.
Should I tell them that they're standing right underneath the mistletoe? Let me guess, Mom, you've been matchmaking again?
'Tis the season.
Wes and Hannah notice Emerson, Chloe, and Dr. Stanfield watching them from afar. The three onlookers rush off.
What time's your shift over?
7.
Oh, we should catch the holiday light show downtown. It is beautiful, and it'll help get you in the Christmas spirit. I mean, tomorrow is Christmas Eve.
Sounds perfect.
All right, great. I'll pick you up here?
Yeah, and I'll call you if I get held up. But this time I'll actually call you.
Good plan. You work tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Split shift in the morning and then overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You're not the only one that knows how to be sneaky. See you later.
See ya.
At night, Hannah and Wes walk through a tunnel lined with Christmas lights.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you, how's your homesickness?
Definitely in remission, at least for now.
Mm-hmm. Think you'll make it to the holidays?
I'm working on Christmas, so I'll be too busy to sulk.
You know, I actually really like working on Christmas. I mean, what's more Christmassy than helping people?
Good point.
Thanks.
But I'm still gonna sulk.
As you should.
No, but seriously, you know what? This has turned out to be quite the holiday season. And it's all thanks to you.
Naturally.
Cheesesteaks?
Decorating Mac's house.
Surprising Emerson?
It doesn't really sound like you've had much time to be homesick.
I guess not.
Do you think you'll ever eventually move back west?
I don't know. But I'm not in a hurry, that's for sure.
Sounds like Philly's drawing on somebody over here.
Well, how could it not?
Hannah and Wes walk arm in arm. At the police department, Danielle walks with Sanjay. She smiles at him.
Great day today.
Yeah, you too.
Do you have plans for Christmas? It's nice to have the day off at once, right?
Yeah, first one in 2 years. I'm excited. I'm going out to Horsham to see my family, opening presents, eggnog, all that good stuff. Then I'll swing by the street market Christmas morning because I always forget to buy a present for someone.
Nice.
How about you?
Yeah, Chester, dad's side of the family, big Indian feast.
Oh, I'm jealous. I love Indian food.
Oh, wait till you try my grandma's samosas. I will never get rid of you.
Danielle grins.
I'll tell you what. I will bring you some leftovers.
So sweet of you. Thank you.
Did you just call me sweet?
I called you sweet.
I swear I heard you.
Yes, yeah. So I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Sanjay grins and watches Danielle walk away.
She called me sweet.
On another day, at the hospital, Hannah walks through a hall carrying a clipboard.
Dr. Williams.
Happy Christmas Eve day, Dr. Stanfield.
Same to you. Do you have a minute?
Of course.
Your numbers this month are outstanding. I mean, efficiency, successful procedures, patient satisfaction, it's all very impressive.
That is lovely to hear. Thank you. Hope I can keep it up.
Oh, I'm sure you will. But tell me, what's the game plan?
Game plan?
Yeah, your goal. When all is said and done, you look back over your career, what do you hope to see?
Well, it used to be private practice, like my father.
I've done that. It's nice to get to know patients on a personal level.
Yeah. Yeah, but I love it here. Emergency, front lines.
There for people when they need it the most.
Yeah, exactly. Every day I leave exhausted, but feeling like we've all made a difference.
That's why I came back to emergency medicine. It's all about perspective.
Perspective.
Someone once gave me some good advice. If a patient's in the ER, chances are they're having a worse day than you are.
Yeah.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, to
The hospital staff applauds the a cappella performance by Wes and two other singers.
That was amazing.
Yeah, we are pretty good, huh? But we are still missing our fourth turtle dove.
Wes, what are you up to?
Well, we're headed to the community center. Still got a few hours before I need to clock in. Come join us.
You probably need me to stay here.
And, yeah.
There's a ton of consults. So
No. We'll see you tonight. You go. Have fun.
Wes presents a red blazer to Hannah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Are you sure? I thought I just heard something on that. No? Okay.
Look good on you.
That color's great. Okay, you win. Yeah.
See you tonight.
Have fun.
Second alto.
Pardon?
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Outside the community center, people applaud Hannah, Wes, and the other two singers.
That was amazing. You're officially a turtle dove now. Man, I miss doing that. Thank you for being a part of it.
Of course.
Hannah notices Betsy.
Oh, hey, excuse me for a second. Betsy, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I decided there wouldn't be any harm in seeing what this place is all about.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
You know, it's been a long time since anybody worried about me. Even longer since I worried about myself, so thank you.
It's my pleasure. Have fun, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dr. Williams.
Betsy smiles and walks away from Hannah. Hannah walks back over to Wes.
That is what a Philadelphia Christmas is all about. Helping the people. Great job, though.
Hannah looks at her phone.
I have to head back.
Yeah. I gotta get back to the station.
What?
Be safe.
Hannah touches Wes's arm. Wes gazes at her as she walks away. Later, Wes stands with the chief outside the fire station. Scott carries a plate of cookies to them.
On Friday, you think it would be okay?
I'll see if we can...
Hey, guys. My mom made these for everyone.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Make sure you give her a thanks.
Oh, you know I will, man. Yeah. So, I talked to my mom about college.
Well, how'd that go?
You're right. She was happy for me, but also said that she'd miss me a lot.
How do you feel about that?
Good and sad. I don't know. It was bittersweet. Yeah. Guess now it's my turn to hold two feelings at the same time, huh? Merry Christmas, Chief Anderson. Thanks, Wes.
See you, Scott.
Scott walks away smiling.
You know, the days can be long, and the calls can be dangerous. We miss family events and special occasions. But it's the little moments, knowing that you make a difference. It's what keeps us going.
The Chief Anderson, takes a cookie off the plate and walks away from Wes. Day turns to night. EMTs and firefighters stand around a potluck table.
Ooh, that smells amazing.
My family gathers every Christmas Eve to make them. And my abuela made sure that I had enough tamales for tonight to share with this family.
Well, boys, it ain't Christmas Eve until we got the station potluck, huh?
This looks like the best one yet.
Engine 21, medic 65. Police reported structure fire at the old Wanamaker building.
All right, let's go.
The firefighters and EMTs leave the potluck table and hurry to their vehicles. Later, a fire truck arrives at a burning building. Flames shoot out of the windows. Officers Sanjay and Danielle arrive at the scene.
Let's set a perimeter.
On it.
The EMTs and Chief Anderson arrive as firefighters exit the building.
Hey, get him out of the hot zone!
I'm going in. Make sure there's no one left inside.
Copy.
I've never been this close to a fire. The heat is almost unbearable.
I imagine being inside.
Chief Anderson runs up a smoky staircase inside the burning building.
Anybody in here?
Chief Anderson enters a room. Meanwhile, outside, parts of the building crumble onto the sidewalk.
Oh, no!
Chief! I'm going in
now. Oh, Wes, wait! The other unit will be here soon!
There's no time! Chief!
Wes enters the burning building and runs up the stairs.
Chief! Chief, can you hear me?
Wes walks through a smoky hallway.
Chief, come on, we need you, man.
Wes enters the room and finds Chief Anderson lying face down on the floor under debris.
Come on, Wes. Come on. One, two.
Wes rolls Chief Anderson onto his side. As the building burns, Sanjay and Danielle hold back a crowd of onlookers.
Please, stay back!
Wes carries Chief Anderson out the front door. Wes lays the chief down.
Get it off him.
An EMT removes Chief Anderson's oxygen mask.
Chief! It's Sanchez, can you hear me? Okay, I've got a pulse. Okay. Bring me an oxygen now. We'll get you both to the hospital. Just hang in there.
At the hospital, Hannah stands with Emerson and Dr. Stanfield. She pulls socks out of a gift bag.
What did I tell you? Socks.
Oh, Dr. Williams?
Nice.
This came for you. It's a Christmas card from that little boy who hurt his leg the other day.
Oh.
The card is decorated with an elf drawing.
So cute. Thanks, Doctor. You did a great job saving my leg and my Christmas, too. Oh, so sweet.
EMTs arrive.
Firefighter injured!
Prepping trauma room one!
Firefighter injured in a burning building. Patient is alert but somnolent. Vital signs stable. En route GCS 13, glucose 130.
Anna!
What? Are you okay?
I think so.
Get him into exam room three. Clean him up and look at his lungs.
It's the chief. It's the chief.
Hannah runs to trauma room one.
Chief. Chief, can you hear me? Let's get him on a non-rebreather.
Pupils are equal and reactive. Check his carbon monoxide. Get me two large bore IVs and order a head CT and a chest X-ray.
Be ready to intubate.
Chief. Chief, can you hear us? Can you hear me?
A monitor shows Chief Anderson's heart rate.
Deep breath.
Julia waits outside an exam room where Emerson listens to a firefighter's lungs. Wes walks around the corner and approaches Julia.
Hey. Doctors gave you the all clear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great news.
Wes walks with Julia.
You know, you really came through tonight, Julia. You should be proud.
I just hope that it was enough.
You did everything you could. And that's all we can ever do.
Later, the firefighters and EMTs wait in the hallway. Kate and her daughter arrive.
Wes.
Hey.
Where's Daddy?
Sweetie, listen, your daddy is in the best hands possible. Promise. Okay? You keep that chin up for me? Come on.
Kate and her daughter sit in the hospital hallway.
It's the holidays, isn't it lovely?
At Scott's house, Scott and his mom walk outside.
The magic inspires hope, wakes up the child that's inside me.
At the hospital, Kate hugs her daughter.
Christmas morning, snow is falling. Grab onto your loved ones, pull them in a little closer. 'Tis the season.
At the community center, Betsy joins a woman at a dining table.
He's gonna be okay. Merry Christmas, everyone.
He's had a concussion and he's got a fractured wrist, but other than that, he just wants to see the two of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, all of you.
At the hospital, Hannah smiles at Kate and her daughter.
Thank you.
Dr. Stanfield walks Kate and Chief Anderson's daughter to the chief's room. Wes approaches Hannah.
Hey, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I am now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dr. Williams.
Hannah walks to Chief Anderson's room. Julia approaches Wes.
How are you feeling?
Relieved.
Yeah, well, first life saved. Not a bad Christmas present.
For me or the chief?
Both.
Wow, so what do we do now?
Well, we reset the rig, head back to the station, and we'll finish our shift. That's the job.
Julia nods and smiles. On another day, a sightseeing bus drives past City Hall. At the Christmas market, Sanjay approaches Danielle. They are off duty.
Who'd you forget to buy for? Oh,
Wes, if you can believe it.
Well, Anderson's gonna be okay, so that's a pretty good gift holiday.
It is. But Wes will also love this. Go Birds.
Danielle puts down an Eagles mug.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks.
You're supposed to say Merry Christmas to you, too.
I could say the same thing to you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Seriously.
What?
Danielle, I texted you Merry Christmas last night, okay? I can take a hint, but I think we just have different ideas of what it means to be polite.
Sanjay, I never got a text from you last night. Look.
Okay, that's weird.
What number do you have?
0137.
It's 0173.
Oh. Okay, I will fix it.
So all this time you thought of it?
Yes, and some random person's been getting texts from me that are meant for you, and they're ghosting me too. So I'm going to tell them.
I got you a Christmas present.
Oh, you didn't have to. Please. Thank you.
Danielle hands a Christmas card to Sanjay. Sanjay looks inside the card.
Tickets to the New Year's Eve ball.
I mean, if you want to. I understand if you...
Sanjay kisses Danielle.
I have been waiting almost a year to do that.
Turns out Christmas kisses are even better than New Year's.
Danielle grabs Sanjay by his coat and kisses him. At night, Wes sits on a bench outside the hospital, under an arch made of Christmas lights.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Hannah sits beside Wes on the bench.
Wow. It's nice to just sit here with you.
I'm glad you finally got a break.
Well, Christmas night is always pretty quiet. Once we got past the rush from kids riding their new bikes.
And dads trying out their kids' skateboards.
Yeah.
So, that was the first Christmas in Philly.
It's actually my second. But, I mean, they were separated by a few decades. But so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. And the homesickness?
I mean, I'm feeling it a little bit today, but more and more, Philadelphia is starting to feel like home, especially at Christmas. Thanks to you.
That's great to hear.
Hannah and Wes look into each other's eyes. Wes holds Hannah's hand.
You know, I, never really let myself care for anyone romantically.
No time, right?
Maybe. Or maybe it's just an excuse that I made to not let anyone get close to me. I'm running out of excuses.
Hannah smiles.
That's good. Because I really like cheesesteaks. Wes with.
Perfect.
Hannah and Wes notice mistletoe behind them.
Oh, how did that get there? Do you think that was Emerson?
Oh,
or...
yeah, could be.
Sneaky.
That's me.
Well, thanks, but I don't think we actually need mistletoe.
Hannah and Wes kiss.
That's my cue. But I'll call you when I get home.
I can't wait.
Wes kisses Hannah and caresses her face.
It sure is.
Hannah gives Wes a peck on the lips, then stands up.
Medic 65, you there?
Medic 65 in route.
Wes and Hannah walk in opposite directions. End credits. Hannah, Sarah Canning. Wes, Sir Darius Blaine. Julia, Tamara Almeida. Fire Chief Anderson, Paul Essiembre. Emerson, Monique Marker. Sanjay, Eric Athavale. Danielle, Rena Jolly. Copyright 2024, Hallmark Media Productions LLC. All rights reserved. Logos. Inferno Pictures Inc. Hallmark Media. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.